My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado's scammer Mavis, writes in. And Dick writes back and tells her about all his doctor woes. And a new doctor he has found, Dr. Seuss. And a new year brings hope as a new Dick rises. So listen and enjoy.
Did you talk to Mavis?
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness.
And when did you talk to Mavis?
Well, it's not when I talked to Mavis. It's when Mavis contacted me. That's when I asked what the date was.
I think, my friend, I think you're going to have to return the favor and hook me back up with my beloved like I've done for you.
Might
on so many
have to, because Mavis kind of contacted me on
Richard
Monday.
Eldorado.
Yeah,
Richard
contacted
Eldorado.
Yeah, me on Monday. Want to read the excerpt?
All right, Joe, let's hear what Mavis has.
All right, so she wrote me on November 26th, and she said, "I am so sorry for the late reply. I want you to know I love you and still care about you. How are you doing, and how is Kitty? There are no words to express the gratitude I feel in my heart that our hearts have come to dwell together as one. You are my life, my heart, my soul.
Ugh.
You are my best friend.
Ugh.
You are my one true love.
I hope this comes with Google.
Yeah. The day we met was fate. Yes, made fodder for the show. Our lives intertwining was fate.
It wasn't fate. I fucking hooked you guys up. It was me. My name isn't fate. I'm the fucking one who made this happen.
Stop yelling. As long as there's one dope still out there, we can see if
well,
we
let's
can
be accurate. If we're going to lie, let's be accurate.
She's being poetic.
Yeah, right.
Well, somebody was. She just happened to see it online somewhere.
When you started, I thought that Rod Stewart was going to start singing.
It would be funny if they fucking sent him the same poem that fucking stupid Agnes sent me.
It would hurt, man. That's all I mean.
It would hurt. Oh.
Now, I like this line. I love you more today than I did yesterday. Of course you did. You're free of one dope.
it's the same person.
denial. And
you wouldn't even have a relationship if it wasn't for me, mister.
You're getting all upset.
I certainly am.
Yes,
listen,
are.
Motherfucker, you go 5.5 months. You have a commitment with somebody fake. Well, let's say you make your 5.5 months.
Well, stupid, she wanted it to you. Fucking website.
It was probably all the stupid sexy talk from Pip.
Yeah.
I would have been fine if I wasn't coming across as a perv all of a sudden.
What?
You ruined it.
I'm just throwing you under the
bus. Sexy talk for me while you're
paid?
We were fine with the porn, but you wanted me to have internet sex with her and
Steve
the team.
10 minutes ago, you were praising her for that.
Well, 10 minutes ago, I was still 10 minutes ago, I was still in a relationship. Actually, I wasn't praising her. I really didn't want to do it, but I did it for you. I even said that on the phone with you.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. I like it when they chase me. Now I'm chasing them. I don't like it anymore. Yeah.
So I love
stupid
you more than more.
No, fine. Unfair.
I love you more today than I did yesterday, and I'll love you more tomorrow than I do today. Love is the only thing that makes life worth living.
Not really. Money works.
It does.
Can you send some stupid?
Yeah, that's the mortgage. Fucking bank don't want love. They want money. Your love, with all of my heart, I am forever yours.
Now, before you go on, did you Google this? Because we've learned that you can now.
I know.
Oh, okay, well, that's the next step. You got to find out which site she got this from.
Because right.
You know she didn't come up with that horseshit.
Of course not. She writes like a retard. Worse than me.
Debatable.
All right, so I wrote back to her, "My dearest Mavis, love of my life, I was so worried that I haven't heard from you. I'm living at my friend's house, and when I'm able to get to the internet, not to see you there waiting for me is devastating. My house is still not livable yet, but the contractor tells me I may be back by Christmas. Mr. Whiskers misses his home and does not like a strange litter box. As I mentioned, I ran into..."
That's a nice little detail.
It is a nice
I like
detail.
That. Yeah, you're adding some texture to it. Very good.
Thank you. Yeah, little turds in a box.
That's
a good name for a show.
Gritty texture, but it's texture.
That's funny. "As I mentioned, I ran into a problem with my arm, and I could not find Dr. Wawing Chow. When I called his office, it was disconnected, and it turned out he was a fraud and returned back to the Pingfang province in China."
Oh, you are an asshole.
Oh, God.
She can Google that, you asshole.
Oh, it gets better.
Or worse. You're going to ruin it for all of us.
Shut up. I might have.
Shut up.
"I have found a new doctor from Germany, Dr. Seuss."
Oh, you're an asshole. What are you? You're trying to ruin it.
Shut up. "He seems like the real deal."
Oh, boy.
"He told me my arm..."
Did you at least spell it differently?
Well.
No, not spelling mistake. Did you attempt to spell it differently?
He's not sure how to spell it in the first place, so it might be different.
We're doomed.
He seems like the real deal. He told me that my arm could swell. He told me my arm could be well. He told me that only time would tell if only my fears he could quell. All right, now we're going to wipe that smirk off your puss. Because
I hope she responded.
Because after that, then we dangle the carrot, okay?
But he's ruining my relationship.
Like I said, so after I wrote that, I said, like I said before, it looks like my wife's a snake.
Eves is laughing.
Will be.
Yeah, of course it's funny for you, Eves. You didn't invest 5.5 months of bullshit love into this. I hooked up Richard Eldorado with Agnes's girlfriend, Mavis, and he's ruining it all with Dr. Seuss. Did you meet with Kermit the Frog, too, for a second opinion, stupid?
I can have my fun, then I get back to business.
And it's Miss Miss Piggy.
And I
that was
this,
not sounding like
I pointed this out to you guys last week. Basically, when I get a little silly and throw some horse shit around where they could raise an eyebrow, I kind of get back to the money.
Yeah.
Where they go, you know what? Ah, this guy's full of horse. Maybe I'll stick around.
Oh, wait.
The next sentence, like I said before, it looks like my wife's estate will be settled in the beginning of the new year, and I can't wait. But I'm bummed out because Christmas is coming, and I don't have a house. I don't have a tree, and I don't have you with me. I'm looking forward to the new year. I will have money to rebuild my house, money in the bank, and I hope you will be part of it. I'm calling the year... calling this the year Dick Rises. 2013, a new Dick Rises. 2013, and there will be surprises.
You know, it's funny, right after the balls drop, Dick Rises. It's going to be a good year for you, Dick.
Yeah, 2013, and I'll move away from these crises.
2013,
and I wish for you, Mavis. That's what I says.
Wait, what?
That's what I says.
All of a sudden, he turned into Ray Charles.
Yeah.
Eves thinks it's aw.
Please get back to me as soon as you can, sweetie, as you're the only thing that is getting me through all of this, and I want to give my love and my world to you. Love you more than words could say.
What about the money? You name it, love in the world. What about the money? I want to give my money to you.
Love you more than words could say. Dick Eldorado.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.